Your education, the first school you attended.
Glen Allen Elementary School. It was one room. I didn't know you could have two or three or four. It was one room. Miss Mary Maxey was my first grade teacher. It's still hard for me to imagine all of those classes being in one room, divided by aisle. And when you weren't in class, you lean your head on your desk, and the others would sit up straight for their teaching.
So the teacher could know who she was teaching to on that hour.
Yeah. But the thing about it also was this level of expectancy. That is one thing that I will always remember, is that the black educators saw their work not as their job, but this was their ministry in life, to educate their children, change their trajectory, give them reason to become productive, caring citizens. And that's what they did. Our school books were secondhand, but the teaching itself was forthright. The expectations were forthright. The stick-to-itiveness to get it done was forthright. They demanded the best of us. I had a kid laughing the other day, it was fourth grade. And I said, oh, I remember the fourth grade. You do? I said, yeah, I had to learn the Gettysburg Address and recite every word of it. I had to learn the poem If by Rudyard Kipling. How long was that poem, Mr. Talbert? A lot of verses, young man, a lot of verses. But we had to do that. And I still quote the Gettysburg Address, but I learned it in the fourth grade.
Wow. Did your mother teach?
My mother taught as well.
How long were you in that one-room schoolhouse?
I would say by the time I came along, I may have been in it for about maybe a year, because that was a wooden building. They had started to build for black education real schools. It was being built while I was going to the other school. So I actually saw the progress of going from wood to brick, going from outside toilets to inside latrines, going from getting water from the pump to water from the fountains.
What did you do for entertainment as a youngster?
Play ball. You had choices. You had nightlife, which I could not participate in. The juke joints, they were in abundance. But my great aunt had heard the word from God. I'm sure that's what she said. You can't go there. But playing ball was okay.